go much further, you're going to drop over the...
Over the side.
The side
over the edge.
Quarterback cliff.
No.
Not familiar with that. Or say a place in the mountains, maybe a low place, where a road might go across. That called anything?
A pass.
You call it a pass.
Where it goes like between two mountains?
Yeah.
The low place with the road going through? Yeah, that'd be a pass.
Have you ever heard the word, well, this has nothing to do with it, but sometimes, you know, when hunters kill game, every time they do it, they make a little, in the handle of their gun.
A notch.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that word used in conjunction with mountains?
No.
Or say a place in the mountains where water drops a long distance, you call that a...
That's a waterfall.
This has nothing to do with mountains, but the place, where boats unload their freight, they unload it onto the
dock.
You ever heard that called anything?
A wharf.
Wharf. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about pier?
Yeah.
Does that mean the same thing?
Basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
And in Irwin County, is there a you have a very good road system there, or
mm-hmm.
what are most of the roads made of? What are they like?
Well, there's still some dirt roads.
Mm.
They get very muddy when it's raining. There's still some that are clay roads and become virtually impassable.
Mm.
The paved roads, there are two kinds. There are regular asphalt roads, and then they're what we refer to as gravel roads.
Mm.
They're tar and gravel.
Mm.
And those are the two types of paved roads.
Mm. I see. Well, do you have any roads of this white
concrete? No.
Roads. Don't have anything like that. Well, say if you were riding out in the country on the main roads up and a little road goes off the main road, what would you call that?
A side road.
You call that a side road.
Mm-hmm.
Or say a road that goes off the main road up to a farmer's house. What would you call something like that?
It goes from the road
to his house,
but no further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be his lane.
His lane. I see. Or say on a farm, especially sometimes when the cows come in from the pasture, they'll follow pretty much the same route,
mm-hmm.
and they'll wear a place out.
That's a cow path.
Call that a cow path.
Mm-hmm.
Or talking about roads and that sort of thing. The place in town, you know, where people walk alongside the street, you call that
a sidewalk.
And in residential areas in Osceola, do you ever see some grass between the street and the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall it ever having heard that call anything particular?
No.
I don't know where I picked it up, but I can always remember calling that the tree lawn. And have you ever heard of that term?
No.
Very rarely that I find somebody who knows what I'm talking about when I say tree lawn. Well, going on to something else. Say, when I ask you this expression, you were walking along in the country and you were passing a farmer's cornfield and you saw some crows in there getting after his corn.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do something about it, you might reach down and pick up
a rock and throw it.
And you ever heard that instead of throwing it, people say something else to mean the same thing? Just throw it out.
No.
Do you ever
go ahead.
Everybody say, chunk it at them?
Yeah.
Or chunk me that?
Mm-hmm.